Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
We started off, called to order and roll call, certification of a quorum, invocation, pledge of allegiance, heavy prayer for rain and for support for government at all levels and all the way from the city up to the federal government. No public comments, although we did have four or five visitors that... most all of them made comments while we were talking about an agenda item or related to an agenda item. We had three things on the consent agenda: the approval of the minutes, the discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding a resolution 2022-15 to request TxDOT and city street closures for the Brady High School homecoming parade to be held on October the 10th. So we're lead turning that one really well. And then the third item was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the temporary closure of 6th Street and Parkview, as well as 11th Street, where it intersects with 6th Street out next to the soccer fields, for Friday, September 2nd, Saturday, September 3rd, and Sunday, September the 4th, for the concerts that would go on. Noise variance was included in that, and we're going to celebrate the 48th annual World Barbecue Goat Cook-Off.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all that's looking good. We might actually have water, especially if we can get a couple of rains now, water in the creek.
Be nice to have water in the creek, wouldn't it?
It would be. And have some some green grass there.
yeah.
No other public presentations, no public hearing, and only one item. Oh, I should tell you that the consent agenda is there to save time, so that we approved all three of those with one vote, 5-0, to approve those two resolutions in the minutes. Went to individual concerns, which was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding police department officer recruiting. The chief, Chief Thomas, talked about some different options as we looked at two different formats for the police academy that take place. One of them is kind of an after-hours thing. The other one is a full-time. But to look at different options, which included getting our foot in the door fairly quickly, a number of organizations work theirs where they already they sponsor somebody to go to the school. We don't do that, but there is an option down the road after the school starts to talk to the people that are not already committed to something and to make arrangements. Among the other things discussed was an option that some cities are using. And that is, about halfway through the school, you look at how somebody's doing, you talk to them, interview them a bit, and if they look like a likely candidate, you potentially hire them to work for the city while they're still completing that school. Mm-hmm. That gives them a little more stability, allows them to interact with the city. Wasn't exactly clear whether you would do that on a part-time basis or not. It might depend on the situation, but That gave the officer in training an opportunity to get familiar with the city and the processes that are there. And so you look at, I believe they said it was $2,500 to go to the academy, and then you had accoutrements that went along with the thing for perhaps another $1,000. So to look ahead and fund all or part of that with a contract for them to come to work for a certain number of years. So it was not specific, here are some options, which one do you want to approve thing. It was more a discussion, and the motion that came out of it was a motion for the city staff, the police and city manager, to look at the different options that were there, keep the council advised on what they were looking at the possibilities, and just proceed with some diligence to get that the two vacancies that we have right now filled. A little bit of discussion about how you would continue to lead turn that situation by not waiting until you had a vacancy to start looking for a filler. Either pick somebody that looked promising from the local community, or get some interviews with different folks that might be interested in doing that. No impact on the budget when you have vacancies there, because the paycheck for those folks, for the officers, I think the starting pay is just over $20 an hour for the Brady Police. Could be wrong about that, but I think that was the number that was stated for starting on the police force. Like I said, no negative impact. Didn't increase the budget at all to do the part-time hire or the supplementing the folks that were in the academy to go ahead and finish and sign a contract ahead of time with us. So that concluded with a 5-0 motion that said, work on this and keep us informed. That was the only individual open meeting concern that we had. We had staff reports where the city manager, Aaron, talked about the status of well number 4, which would be the well that would feed the golf course, more concerns about fairways not being watered in the condition they were in, looking at potentially once a week there would be water going on the fairways until we get some more rain and until well 4 gets completely squared away in all of that. A little bit of updates in general on things going on with the staff reports in the discussion with the, of course, the special events coming up listed on the agenda with school starting today, I believe. At least that's what we show in this.
That is correct.
One of the council members has a birthday on the 21st of August. And
one of the council members has a birthday. It's your birthday.
Oh, well, I happy consider birthday. Myself a member of
happy
the council.
That's so. Right. Happy birthday to you in advance.
A very young 76 years old.
Very young, okay.
And just right in there
with Joe.
Hillary and Trump in terms of age.
Yeah, that's true.
With a little less than 2 years left in the term that is term limited for me, so I will be a mayor until the election takes place in May of 2024. So, enough trivia there.
Okay.
Labor Day, of course, weekend, the weekend of the 2nd through the 5th in that area, and the next council meeting will be on September the 6th. The only announcement that I had to make was that Top Gun is showing at the Palace Theater this weekend. We brought it back. So many people attended last time, and a number of folks were not able to attend because we filled up the theater. So the decision was made by the theater board to go ahead and bring it back. And there was even some discussion about showing a double feature where he showed the original Top Gun.
Would be interesting.
But the folks that provide the movies to us were unable to work out the legal aspects of showing the older Top Gun movie, or the first Top Gun movie. So we go at 7 on Friday and Saturday and 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon with all that. Side issue, completely separate than the council meeting, is the Brady's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. Was very, very successful, as I understand it. I was out of town and didn't get a chance to attend that, but very successful, very well attended. Back to the city council stuff, we ended or recessed the open session at 6:51, took what turned out to be an 11-minute break before we went into executive session. The agenda talked about consultation with the attorney, city attorney. That's actually kind of a placeholder in case we need to do that. We did not need to do that last night. But the second item on the executive session was deliberations, vote, or final action about a competitive matter on the public power utility. As always, that what's on the agenda is everything that might happen, not necessarily what specifically we were looking at. So the agenda said city council will deliberate, vote, or take action on a competitive matter. And since it remains a competitive matter, there's not really very much to say about it other than we had a presentation to help the council understand the situation with the electrical power and the situation that we're in with substations and arrangements for the folks involved in all of that. Like I said, some of that, most of that was still sensitive, so not much else to be said there other than we took no action in the executive session. That's one of those exceptions where you actually can take a vote in the executive session. We did not. It was more information to the council members. We closed that executive session at 8:10, opened the open session to announce to the world that we took no action in the executive session and there would be no action as a result of the executive session. And then adjourned the meeting at 8:11 so that folks could rush home and see the results of the polls that closed in
the two elections yesterday
in Wyoming. And as I watched television last night to see how things were going in Alaska, they kept promising that those election results, or at least the progress on those, with the way Alaska does the rank order voting in their processes. I'm not sure I fully understand that, but it just adds more confusion to what's going on. So I stayed up till midnight, and they were promising 1 o'clock Eastern time, and then realized that there was really nowhere on the television that I could find that anybody was talking about. They were all late night shows and and repeats of things on Fox News, like Tucker and some of those. So
you gave up, huh?
Well, not so easy to give up. I went to the computer and to see what it was, and it was still early in the thing. I checked again this morning. Things really didn't change the way Alaska does it. If for anybody that didn't see any of those things, it's not called a jungle primary, but it kind of is. You vote for the ones that you want to. You rank order in some cases, and the top four vote getters go to the election itself. And of course,
it doesn't matter whether they're a Republican or Democrat, does it?
It doesn't matter. They could all be one party.
That's right.
As it came out last night with the Senate for those, Murkowski had 43 point something percent, and the Trump-supported challenger to Murkowski as the incumbent had 40%.
Really?
So that one didn't work out the way Trump was hoping. As I understand
it isn't over yet either.
The election for governor will wind up the same way, even though the gentleman, the incumbent Republican for governor of Alaska, won by a big margin. They still bring four to the election.
Yeah, so how did Sarah Palin fare? She was running for Congress.
She is in the four-person runoff.
Okay.
She did not run away with the election for the filling the Congress. As a matter of fact, she was second.
Really?
In that. So again, she was supported by Trump, and the Trump person didn't win. But in Wyoming,
it's a different matter.
It was pretty significant. 65%, and Cheney only got just over 30%.
That was a use a term that's been used before, a thumping for
Yes,
Ms. Cheney.
And
for the incumbent to be beaten that badly is a pretty serious.
I watched her concession speech, and she talked about a Gold Star parent who had provided some information to her, and then she spoke about Abraham Lincoln lost for the House and for the Senate, and then won the presidency. She didn't say she planned to do exactly the same thing, but the information that was supplied on the Fox channel when I was watching it was she did a whale of fundraising for the primary, raising about $15 million, and only spent half of it in the primary.
It's hard to spend that much money in Wyoming. It's not that big.
You need to talk to Congress. They can show you how to do that really quick.
You know, there are only so many television stations.
In Wyoming.
In Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, and you can take the California approach and advertise in Florida, even though you're talking about California elections.
Okay.
But anyway, the speculation was that she was building a war chest to be ready for 2024 to potentially make a run for perhaps the presidency. And
on which party?
I'm sorry?
On which party?
That's probably a good question. You know, and my wife and I had a discussion, and her observation was she didn't have a chance, and mine was if her purpose is to foil Trump, if he runs, she could run as an independent and perhaps draw enough Republican voters away from Trump that he might lose to the Democrat candidate. So that might, just that's, speculation, might be as much of a success in her mind actually getting elected.
If the objective, as you said, is to prevent Trump from winning under any, however you have to do it, that would be a part of it. I have doubts that she has that much influence to be able to do that.
You know, it's a pretty close election. It doesn't take a whole lot
to do it. And it's a long time away.
You go back, I sure thought that George H.W. Bush was a shoe-in for re-election after the first Gulf War and all of that, but it was the economy stupid. And
that's what stuck.
And there was this millionaire from Texas that jumped in there and split the vote a good bit.
Well, you have a good point. You know, Ross Perot elected Bill Clinton, the fact that he was there, but Ross Perot, Liz Cheney is no Ross Perot.
No.
Put it like that.
From many aspects.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
But that was it. We were done by 11 minutes after 8 last night, and folks scattered.
Okay. All right. Well, appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Have a great day. And we keep praying for rain.
Yes, we do.
And the government.
Wish you another happy birthday again. Coming up on, Sunday is your birthday?
I haven't even looked.
Yes, yeah, it's Sunday. Yeah.
At that stage, that's not a...
I know, you don't need to keep track anymore. Okay. Thanks, Mayor.
Take care.
You bet. Tony Groves, Mayor Brady, with us this morning here on the morning program.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.